In Buddhism, the teaching about love is quite clear. Love is defined in terms of practice. First of all, we have the word Maitri. It can be translated as love or loving kindness. It is the intention and the capacity of bringing joy to another person or to many other persons. The intention is not enough because sometimes you want very much to make one person happy, but you make her unhappy. You make him unhappy. So the intention is not enough. The capacity of making another person happy. And how? By the work of looking deeply, by vipassana. If you do not understand a person, you cannot love. That is the teaching of the Buddha. So love is made of a substance called understanding. And understanding is the outcome of your looking deeply. You are calm, you look, you see, you understand, and now you can love. Because to love someone with maitri means to make that person happy, smiling, blooming like a flower. And unless you know the nature, the difficulties, the despair, the hope of that person, you cannot bring him or her the right thing that can make him or her happy. And you do that just for the sake of the person you love. You don't say, I do this for you and you have to do that for me. That's not maitri. That is a kind of trading. It's not love. You do that without any condition whatsoever. The second aspect of love is karuna, the capacity to transform, to remove the pain from another person. The other person step on a thorn and suffer. You come and you remove the thorn and put some balm over it. You relieve her suffering. That is maitri. And you do that without asking anything in return. And this also requires your power of understanding. And only by that kind of insight that you can begin to love properly. And therefore, love in the Buddhist context is a practice. Practice of looking deeply. And not just the intention to make the other happy. Love is action, and the symbol of action is a hand. And when you enter a Tibetan monastery or a Vietnamese monastery, you can see a bodhisattva with 1,000 arms. Mm-hmm. It means the bodhisattva has 1,000 ways of loving. Otherwise, you cannot understand why a bodhisattva has so many arms. And if you care to look more profoundly, you see that in each arm there is an eye in it. And the eyes means looking deeply to understand. And if you don't look deeply to understand, how can you love? And therefore, understanding is the essence of loving. Love is made of understanding. You cannot love someone if you don't understand that person. This is simple. And if you love without understanding, you are making him or her suffer. That's not true love. Deprive the other person of space, of freedom, of freshness. And you can see that. And when the other person is not nourished by love, you will not be nourished by love. When you practice loving kindness, you are the first person who profit from the practice. A man or a woman that is motivated by maitri and karuna is beautiful in himself and herself. And of course, the person he loves or she loves will be beautiful too, because she is watered by Maitri and Karuna. So when the other person does not look happy, we know that there's something wrong in our love. We should stop saying, I love her so, I have done everything in my power in order to make her happy. Why shouldn't be happy? She doesn't want to be happy. You should not blame like that. You should go back and look deeply into the nature of our love to see whether we understand that person and her sufferings. In the beginning, she is a flower. We think that without her, how could we survive? But now she doesn't look like a flower. And we blame her. We blame her for not being our flower. But who is the person who is responsible for the flower? You. What have you been doing to your flower? Love has turned into hatred, and now you have a different kind of opinion. You think that separation is the best way. I cannot live with her anymore. Quite a opposite statement. So love transformed into hatred is a very common thing. Things are impermanent. And therefore, you should practice every day in order to keep love alive. And love in the Buddhist context is Maitri and Karuna, to bring joy and to transform suffering in the other person. How can you do that if you are not calm enough? If you don't look deeply into him or her in order to see what kind of need he has, what kind of suffering she has. Who does not need meditation?